Street and Broadway, sitting in a doorway, head held in his hands, looked at all the world like he was praying. Oh, no. Foot wrapped in an old rag, bottle in a brown bag. I saw him try to stand. Then I heard the words that he was saying. Yeah. And he said, come on, carry, carry me a little farther. Yeah. Come on, carry, carry me one more. I don't know where it's leading to, but I know I can make it if I lean on you. So come on, carry, carry me a little. Yes, I'm carrying you. I'm carrying me a little. Come on, carry, carry me a little while. Well, he struggled to his feet and staggered down the street to the window of a five and dime. Oh, he stood and laughed a while at his reflection. And then I heard him shouting something about a mountain he could surely climb if she was only there to point the right direction. But she ain't, no, no, she ain't, no. He said, come on, carry, carry me.
Shout out to Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, putting on some old country rock. Shout out to my coworker for putting me on, always sending me new music. He's just told me about another band he wants me to check out, called, if I'm correct, let me see, The Amazing Rhythm Aces. So I don't know much about them or anything, but he just told me to go listen to them, so... He always got some good old throwbacks I like to listen to from him. You never know what you're going to hear from him. So it's either from this to Irish rock to Texas country to country rock to like some alternative pop stuff from back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I can tell he didn't like the fact he didn't like the fact that I went to a different department now. So, but a lot of people did. Every time I passed by my old apartment, some of them be like, traitor, why'd you leave us? I'm like, oh, y'all still work mandatory? That's crazy. Couldn't be me. I'm a 9-to-5 boy for right now. And I like the schedule a lot. I think she was scratching her cone. Maybe.
Look, I was just making sure. I didn't want her to try to come upstairs. With the
okay.
Going on.
Yeah, she just been chilling down there. We're speaking of Blanca. You know, I heard last week's episode.
You probably haven't heard it yet, but because I have not dropped it.
But by the time this comes out.
By the time this comes out, you will.
Yeah. So if you're on,
I'll probably drop it tomorrow.
If you're on our Patreon, you will know the story behind what happened to Blanca. And either way, she's healing well. She had a little mishap earlier this week.
She's Gucci.
Yeah, so she's still happy, lovey, big-eyed and everything. So that's good. Speedy recovery to Blanca. But that book you let me borrow last week,
Killers
of the Flower Moon. Yeah, it's a page-turner so far. I'm only on chapter 4, and
I think it really gets good when it, because it will switch, I think, probably in like 2 or 3 more chapters from you to the.
They do have sections.
Yeah.
Like it's sectioned off.
Section 2 is the part with the fucking FBI agent.
Okay.
But it starts off like him kind of hearing about some shit.
Yeah.
And being told he's going down to that part of Oklahoma. And then it just flashbacks to like his backstory.
Okay.
And it's pretty like his shit's like kind of cool.
Okay.
And then the third chapter is the author's perspective when he was like researching the shit.
Yeah.
And that's when it just gets like depressing as fuck.
So.
Because you're like, oh, it wasn't just like these isolated people. Like there was no like real like justice. Like. Happened to like basically that entire tribe.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
American history, guys, is how we made it to where we are today. So, but yeah, it's I like how it goes and tells you like what's happening in history and then the perspective of the tribe and what they're saying and then her perspective. Because she ought to, in the beginning, knew something was up.
Yeah.
Yo, my sister died 3 years earlier. And if you haven't seen the movie or read the book by now, damn, like this has been out. So this
the book is crazy because it's just like so much more information.
Yeah. So the movie has been out for a while now. So there ain't no spoiler. It's been out. So, but I would highly recommend reading the book. I'm going to watch the movie afterwards to compare it and see what I liked and disliked about the movie compared to the book. So
there wasn't really anything I disliked in the movie.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty good.
Oh, so you've seen the movie too?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to watch the movie then.
I went and saw it the week it came out, and like I read through the, or I guess I listened to the audiobook.
Was that the movie that they were having a lot of trouble? Supposedly they were getting silenced. Was that the movie?
I don't think so.
There was a movie.
No, that was the one about like the pedophiles or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
American Freedom or some shit like that.
Ah, okay.
Which they weren't really getting silenced. I think that was just horseshit.
You think it was just, you know, hearsay?
Yeah, I think the guy that produced that movie is a little weird too.
Really?
Supposedly the movie's based on like him, but he also like owns like a. He's not like in the government, but has some type of like child pornography database he has access to.
Hold on.
So what? It's just kind of like weird.
Yeah.
It's like a fuck. This is in the first 10 minutes, but. Yeah. I'm trying to find the
name, the title. Yeah. So, okay. So at least, you know, I didn't want to watch that movie because I ain't about. You know, watching stuff like that. I don't like that stuff. So, but I thought the
conservative like push around it was a little weird.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like any movie that it's like a political
mm-hmm.
push. And then like it's people that like, I don't, their opinions are like
invalid to you.
Not invalid, irrelevant. But I'm just like, kind of like, All right, man. Like, it's weird seeing you come out and endorse this.
Yeah.
But people being like, yo, go see, this is like an amazing movie. It's like, yeah, all right.
Okay. So, yeah, still won't watch that.
I cannot find what movie it is.
I'll watch Killers of the Flower Moon for sure. So.
That's a good movie.
And, yeah, I haven't watched it. So, it's interesting how it was like, they got as fast as that money came in, is as fast as that disappeared. So for that, I read so far is like, okay, like you could tell this is all about trying to get the money back, or not money back, but stop payments or whatever.
Sound of Freedom is the
okay, yeah. I remember that title, but yeah, this movie, this book. Now that I have time to read, because you know they moved me to my new position pretty quickly compared to usual. I'm like, okay, this is okay. I think they were trying to help me out, trying not to wait until they got everything situated.
Operation Underground Railroad.
Okay.
Is the company. Tim Ballard is the guy that funded the movie.
Okay.
Stand up guy, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah,
some weird stuff. I don't know. I don't necessarily trust it.
I will still want to watch that movie anyways. So, but yeah, work is, it's a lot easier. I like to do is just sit there and just watch them do their job. I'm kind of getting a little bit of it, especially because I've done a little bit, because I technically have two trainers, one in the morning that's supposed to show me the basics on the side, like not in the office side, but in the actual, outside where they moving things around. Don't want to say, but
the chocolate factory.
Yeah. Let's say that I have to go where they're shipping the chocolate at. There you go. And he's showing me how shipment works. And he's not there because homie, he was only there on Monday when I got there. And then he showed me. Like he was kind of limping around. We were just talking because, you know, I've known him throughout the years. Not personally, but through sight, because I've seen this guy at the gym. This dude was like probably in his 50s, maybe 60s. But old OG powerlifter, bodybuilder. So he still got that build. And he was telling me like, yeah, I'll be getting these like cancer lesions. Something cancerous something on his leg because – I think he has some type of skin cancer, but hasn't been cancer yet.
Yeah.
So they take him off of his leg. They take him off of him. So he had one on one leg and two on the other. And then on the one is healing fine, but the other two, he showed me like just lifted up his pants, and no lie, from like the bottom of his shin down, like infected red.
That's disgusting.
Not like you know showing pus or anything because it's all bandaged up, but you can see the red. All down. When he showed us, we're all like, dude, you need to go to the doctor now. He goes, I was thinking about taking a half. I'm like, take it. We're like, bro, no, I'll stick it out. We're like, yo, you go to the doctor, please. Cause you know, you might lose your leg. Cause that looks like it's like throbbing red. And next day I didn't see him. And I was told by other people that, oh yeah, he's calling in sick for the rest of this week. And he's going to go see what the heck's going on. Because he said he was taking the antibiotics and everything, but the antibiotics weren't working.
Damn.
So he wasn't doing anything bad. He did everything what they said, but it just wasn't healing. And to the point where it was getting worse.
It's wild.
And, you know, I was, you know, so I don't do anything. At first, I was just standing out there with the boys and, you know, discussing things about, you know, there's one guy I know through the sneaker community. He works in that area. So we talk about sneakers and releases and stuff like that. Then, you know, there's this other dude that was telling all the old heads because the old actually, he brought something up as a joke. He brought up the joke, yeah, let me go sell my bath water or something like that. And the old heads were like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, yeah, girls are out here selling their bath water for thousands of dollars. They're like, what? And then he was like, you think that's crazy? There was a girl that had to go to the doctor because she was selling farts in a jar for like a couple thousand dollars. And to the point where she couldn't keep up with demand, and she got really, really sick because of it.
Huh.
And they were just like, people do that? And they're like, yeah, man, there's some freaky people out here. And I made the joke, like, are you one of them? Like, let me find out you spend your hard-earned 60-hour paycheck on bathwater. He goes, no, man, I can't afford it. I'm like, yeah, you've been looking it up. But, yeah, that's what I was doing for a bit until the people in shipping was like, get away from those dumbasses. The clerks were like, get away from those dumbasses. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to get away from them and go to the office I'm training at. And just sat there. And to the point where they're like, are you bored? I'm like, yeah. They're like, I'm sorry, we don't have any work for you. This job is for you to do as you train. Like, it's on the job training. Like, we can mm-hmm. tell you how it's done, but you're not going to get it until you do it. And we don't have a space for you right now. I don't know why they moved you. And I'm like, oh, I don't know either. Like, they told me now. And they're like, so if you want, I got some books up there you can read if you get bored of just watching us, because it's pretty redundant what we do. Like, it's a lot. They never have time, like, to, like, no downtime right now. That's why they had to hire more people in that department to help with the workload. And they don't have time, so they're just constantly just moving stuff, paperwork and stuff, just constantly going back and forth from the printer, emailing, you know, getting things ready. People are coming in, grabbing things they need and go out. So, but they had me watching one guy at a time, because, like, there's so many parts of this job that we had to split it up between all of us. Like, one of us does this, the other person handles that, the other person handles this, and the other person handles that. Technically, we all know how to do everybody's job, but we all just are assigned, you know. The person that's training me in the office is like, I assigned who goes to what, Doug goes to what, because they've been there the longest. I'm like, all right, cool. So they're like, you know, when we were training, they didn't have office space. When they didn't have the office space, or if they were too busy to train people, they would just have the trainees just sit there and read books that you just sit there and read. So some of them have books. One, the trainer was like, I can give you some of my books. And they all laughed. I'm like, why is that so funny?
If you want to borrow anything, you can.
No, I have plenty of books at the house, so I'm good. You know, but I wanted to read your book because it piqued my interest a lot. So, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, look at the titles of her books. And I saw it was one of those romance novels. I feel like fucking Big A right there. And I looked at it. She goes, read a paragraph. And it was just a straight sex scene. She's like, yeah, this is just porn. I was like, why are you reading this at work? They're like, well, someone recommended me an author. And what I do is I look up the author and see all the books they published and buy all of them. And this dude made one book that was different, but the rest of them are just straight softcore porn.
God damn.
And I was just like, I'm not going to read. I'm sorry. I read anything anybody recommends if they give me the book. But I can't read those, man. It's just going to look bad on me. I'm reading a fucking Fabio cover book. And it's literally just a scene in the book where it's fucking somebody. It's like reading 50 Shades of Grey in public. When people did, when girls did that, I think you're reading porn out here. I might as well just pull up with the fucking Hustler magazine right next to you. We're doing the same thing, technically. Like, what the hell? I never understood when people, or that they had them at the library. Like, I never understood it. Like, not the public web, but at the school libraries. I would see kids reading that book, and it had like the barcode and stuff like from the library. And I'm just like, why does this school have this book here? This book should not be allowed here. Like, I understand now why some books are banned. Like, this school, this is not, should not be. As an adult, you can read it. That's fine. But as a 15-year-old girl going through puberty that is fucking has so many hormones and emotions, you should not be reading those type of books. That's my stance on it. That's what I feel. So if people disagree with it.
I don't know. I'm against banning books. But
I'm talking about like not banning, but like not allowing. Well, yeah, that is banning. But at the school, like I just don't feel like a kid should be wearing reading softcore books at the school. If, you know.
I mean, it makes sense.
If your parent or you buy the book and then you're reading it on your private time at home or whatever. Or any, like, you know, somewhere, that's fine. I don't care.
I don't really care what goes on in school.
Yeah. I just think that because I worked with kids and these kids nowadays are a little bit more on the horny side.
I think that just has to do with getting like a phone
and yeah.
stuff like early on.
Very early. Some of these kids are, there was this 4-year-old kid that had a phone that I taught, but he never didn't know how to use it. They gave her the phone just in case to give us the phone to call them. And we had the code to the phone.
Yeah.
So the kid didn't know what to do with it. He just looked at it and just, you know, would watch YouTube from time to time, but was usually playing around. That's the thing I like about kids. When you get in a big group, once some of them start playing, all of them want to start playing. So. And I just feel like in school, you shouldn't be able to check out a book like this. Like going to, like, am I going to be able to check out like a fucking hentai at the school? Nah. That's what I think. Personally. But anyways, well, there was something else tied to that story. I forgot the original story about work. Work is cool. You've
been reading at work.
Yeah, I've been reading at work.
You've been reading at work, and we should ban certain books from children's libraries.
Yes. Yes, and I'll probably finish that book within a week and then start my other books. I got some pretty cool books. And it sucks that not a lot of people are reading nowadays, adults.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bring out a book at work and I'm reading in the break room, and people are like, you're reading?
No, I've literally had people be like, reading? Like, all right.
I'm like, what?
What?
Like, is that wrong? Am I getting banned? Is this Fahrenheit 451?
Yeah.
Is this, you know, am I going to about to get fucking arrested? People think reading is weird. I'm like, you read every day. You just read on your phone. I'd read paper.
I need to finish Argo.
You're almost done with it?
I'm like halfway. I don't know. I stopped. Yeah. I have it downstairs. I just need to start reading it.
Yeah, I do that, and I do my textbook that I'm studying. So I will do like a chapter of the book, and then do a chapter or section of the textbook, chapter, textbook. And all I do is just I do that, organize stuff from time to time. You know, print out things I need to print out, and that's it. 9 to 5, I get paid to just fucking not do shit. And I love it. 9 to 5 is perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. I have just like movies like I've been trying to watch and shit. TV show.
I'm almost done with the Justice League.
Yeah.
The first one, not Unlimited.
Not Unlimited.
Yeah, I'm on like season 2, episode 23. I think there's 26 of Justice League.
Okay, just the
show. Yeah, and then I'm going to start Unlimited. I started some of it already because I had it confused.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just keep on going from there. So I like it. It's pretty cool. I just got done with the one where the Joker buys airtime and they're in Vegas looking for the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So just finished that episode. And now Hawkeye and Green Lantern, little thing.
Yeah, no, that used to be my shit growing up.
Just put it right here.
That might be one of the last, like, Joker kind of, like, plots. Because I don't think he really has anything in Unlimited. He shows up, I think, in the last season.
Mm.
But he's, like, not, like, a big...
prevalent character.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think we talked about it last week, but my most favorite character was Solomon Grundy.
I like Grundy.
His death was sad to me. Like, damn, all he wanted was his soul.
The Question is my favorite, but he's in Unlimited.
Oh, The Question is the no-face guy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one episode with him when it was the Supergirl clone, and I liked him. He kind of has the same build as, like, I think they just build all of them characters like that. He looks like Superman without a face.
Yeah. That's just how they drew him and stuff.
Yeah. Which is cool. I'm cool with that. I think it.
Booster Gold's another favorite. He's an unlimited, but he has like, he's in the background of a couple episodes.
Okay.
And he might be in one episode of Justice League. Like, I forget if it, like, he shows up in any of the time travel ones.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. The only one besides that time travel. Well, the last episode was Vandal Savage. Vandal Savage, yeah. I don't know why I'm thinking Vanderish.
Yeah, he's a time traveler. I just forget if he shows up in, when they go to the future or not.
They did. He was in the future when Superman was sent to the future.
Okay.
When 30,000 years and all that, and he was still there.
Booster Gold's cool. They're doing a movie with him. People are like wanting Chris Pratt to come over and play him.
That's the DC counterpart.
Booster Gold, but like, I don't know. It basically would be like making him Star-Lord again. I'd rather have somebody new.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. But that's what I'm watching. And what else? I did, talked about work. Yeah, that's it really about what I'm doing lately. I'm fucking just vibing.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching Bad Batch, Star Wars. Caught up on that.
Okay.
Pretty good. Caught up on Invincible.
Okay, I obviously haven't watched Invincible. I kind of want to watch that show, Shogun.
Yeah, I need to, that's one I like. I've been putting off starting.
I think I'm going to do it right after I finish Justice League before I start Unlimited. I might watch it. Because it's like, they're still like, I'm like only episode 4 or something, yeah. Like that, 5. Because it comes out weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix is doing their thing. They got big live events happening soon.
Shogun's on Hulu.
I thought it was on Netflix.
No, it's on FX.
Oh. My bad. Hulu's on this move.
And then I've been meaning to start The Gentleman, which I think is all out.
I never heard of The Gentleman.
I'm pretty sure you watched the movie over at my old apartment with Matthew McConaughey, the Guy Ritchie movie, where Matthew McConaughey's in London and he's selling weed.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that a few times, actually. So okay.
It's a spinoff of that.
Oh.
And it's Guy Ritchie and it's a TV series.
Okay.
But I guess it's like based on like the weed empire falling apart or some shit.
Because
it's like one of the other like royals is selling weed.
Damn.
I don't know if Matthew McConaughey's in it.
Royals are out there making big money selling illegal drugs.
Or I think Charlie Hunnam was like kind of the main dude in the first one.
Okay.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. I never watched Sons of Anarchy.
I didn't either.
My brother did. I know that. Liked it a lot. Like, it was like really big.
That was his like claim to fame.
Yeah, and then like the Mayans now came out after that, which I heard is also good, but still haven't seen it.
I tried to watch Sons of Anarchy. I just couldn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking up Shogun to see because, oh, there it is. How many episodes Shogun has? It has 6 episodes as of right now. So
I've been kind of rewatching the old X-Men cartoon so I could watch X-Men 97.
Oh, the old one where like Wolverine was like an asshole? Yeah, I thought that was funny. He was my favorite character to use on Marvel versus Capcom.
But that like 90s like X-Men cartoon, they've remade it like a new season following from the like how it ended and shit.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's picking up a cricket or something.
I think it's my because it stops when I hold it. No, it didn't. I don't know what it's picking up. Is it this? No. So we got some feedback. I don't know.
Oh well.
But X-Men 97.
Yeah, but like the way the classic 90s one ends, X-Men 97 picks right back up.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing, like, They do all the like kind of like
that's good on Disney Plus too, right?
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I got Disney Plus. I got almost all of them. I need to watch that because I like the old X-Men. Wolverine was my favorite character because he was just an asshole, and then I loved using him because he's OP.
Yeah.
In Marvel vs. Capcom, he has a move that you can literally spam, and it's like so fast, and a lot of moves miss him because he's so short. The moves are like too tall, and you could duck with him. He's like so low to the ground that most of them, even the low attacks, miss him. I think the only thing that could hit him is like ground attacks. So, man, that noise, I don't know where it came. Was it this? No.
This is the vape?
No, I moved it earlier.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe. Jake. I don't know. So it's not my mic.
I think it's coming from mine.
Yeah. Damn. Well, anyways, let's go ahead and get started with our fuck, I can't talk.
Housekeeping?
Yeah, ever since I get Big A in my head, I can't fucking, I'm stuttering too much.
You're going to become Big A.
Yeah. Face. Yeah, housekeeping, sorry.
Well, Premium Products Podcast on Instagram, the_PPP on Twitter. Every week we do a bonus podcast on patreon.com/the PPP. Get that for $1 a month.
$1.
Unless you're hearing this in the future and maybe we've hit like the quota.
Which we hopefully will.
Yeah. You'll miss out. Maybe it's higher. Get in now for $1.
Or if you want now, if you haven't done it, just donate more than $1. Do that.
Yeah. Or yeah, sign up for the $5.
$5 foot long. For real.
Patreon gets access to Discord, has shit like a Minecraft server, some other gaming shit. And there's a Twitch coming soon. Yeah, Discord all over in there. And then go into a fit check.
Yes, I'm wearing the workman clothes because I just got off work and came straight over here. My schedule allows me to do that so we can record, have more options to record on just in case. I was wearing my steel toes, but I had these in my car, in my truck, so I switched to these. I got the Made in USA New Balance 990, I believe.
Yeah.
V4.
Nah, it might be a V5. I don't know.
I really don't. I think
it's say on the tongue.
Oh, I can't see it. Nope.
Then hold on.
Where?
Left your 990. There's not a V.
What's the 990? I forget which
probably
one it
is. V4.
Yeah, I think it's V4. One Teddy Santis of ALD is headline or creating for New Balance, his Made in USA line. Just basic white socks, the polo denim jeans, and I'm wearing a Drake For All the Dogs merch t-shirt. And over
fuck Kendrick.
No. I'm not in all that. I just want to hear good music. That's funny. A lot of people, there's some people that are texting me about that. I'm just like, bro, I don't care.
I don't care. Either.
As long as good music come out of it, that's all I care about. And I'm wearing a Carhartt button up. I need to look up what year this is because I bought this at a Goodwill years ago. And it was old then. So I can look it up in the tag. So, you know, just something I usually wear at work. Besides the steel toes, did not want to bring those out.
Swag. I'm just chilling in my fucking
Cozies.
Olive Merrill Hydro Mock.
Cozies.
Twos. New Balance Trek Pant. Or New Balance North Face Trek Pant.
Okay.
Carhartt. Workman's Tee. Purple.
I love the Workman's Tee. They fit so nice on me. I love how they fit. That's how I know I'm supposed to be a workman. Blue collar man for a bit before I become an entrepreneur. But we'll go ahead and get on drops for this week. So on, I believe it's March 30th is when this week starts. We have, oh shit, I'm passing all these.
I mean, we could do it from just today.
Oh, we can? I mean, because yeah. I remember we done those.
Yeah, we're recording on the 28th. Not, we haven't done all these.
I remember doing
Vans Ave 2.0.
Okay, yeah. I didn't get to there.
Fucking awesome co-founder Anthony Van Engelsten debuts the Van Ave 2.0.
In the cream kind of colorway? Off-white cream?
Yeah, I've seen like multiple colorways.
Okay.
But people are just saying it's like one of the more advanced Vans shoes.
It's like sock line. Made.
Yeah. They have their own like kind of prime knit type material.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
I think this will make skating a lot more comfortable too.
If you want a Van, but a little more of a technical shoe, check them out.
It says the textile has rapid weld tech and a TPU heel cage for increased lockdown. So you're secured if you can skate on these no problem. These look very comfortable, I'm not going to lie.
So they're releasing today, but we don't have a release date. So stay tuned.
Next one we have is the New Balance 990 V4 and the Macadamia Nut. And in the Arctic Gray. These came out as of March 28th today for $210. Both of these are paired together. They came in like in a paired pack. It's with Early, which is a Japanese brand, Baryota Iwai. And they'll be dropping it with, let me see, March 28th for newbounds.com for $210. They did the, yeah, this is a 990 V4 then, yeah, the one I'm wearing. The Macadamia Nut is my favorite one out of both of them. The Arctic Gray is nice too, but the color scheme for the Macadamia Nut is nice. And I always like a New Balance black outsole. Something I really like. I didn't try to cop these today because I honestly forgot about it. And I'm low on funds. So this is going to have to be a cop later.
Well, the one I think is better is the 990 V4 Arctic Gray.
You like the Arctic Gray?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Macadamia more. But, I mean, both are fire. I would like to have both pairs or any of the pairs. But if I was to be able to choose which one, I would go with the Macadamia Nut. That Arctic Gray is clean, though. Very clean. Premium suede. Black lining on the mesh. Gray mesh. Black New Balance and a black outsole. And the laces are like, gives me like trail laces. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Like the hiking boots and stuff or boot laces.
Cord laces.
Cord. That's the word. Also on Friday, March 29th, the Packers shoes and Adidas Forum Low Pack is coming out.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
We did talk about this one. Just a reminder.
Very fire.
All three of these are fire.
Net price, I would assume around $160.
Mm-hmm. And then for my people that like wearing weird shit, Bravest Studios has their polar bear claws coming out. It's a mule on March 29th on bravestudios.com for $110. If you get early access, if you signed up. So that's the way you get these. They just look like a comfortable mule.
Boo.
But I don't like the bear claw look. Also on March 29th, we have the New Balance 530 and the white pink MR 530 pack. I'm assuming that's what the PK stands for.
Yeah, those, by the way, the Bravest Studios, those are like if you like do the like RAR XD.
For real?
In your text, for sure.
Oh, yeah. This is something I was in
fucking loser.
Really big on the MySpace era.
Yes.
But yeah, these 530s in the white pink are pretty nice. I like how it has the pink accents, the metallic pink. I'm a sucker for nice pink shoes. So, but these are really nice.
These are a little too pink. I don't like white and pink necessarily. Like this, it looks too much like a straight up women's shoe.
Yeah.
But,
nothing wrong with that. I like it.
It's straight.
For $100 is not a bad price.
No, that's a good price.
That's a very good price. So probably easily, pretty easily cop. Next one is we talked about the Claw and Crocs Classic Claw that's coming out on March 29th.
Yeah.
We also talked about the New Balance 530 and the cream and red colorway.
It's a slightly better colorway.
Yeah. I think we talked about, yeah, we did talk about that, and I said I like that one. And then we have the Nike Air Max 1 on March 29th on the Live Soft Green, Vapor Green, and Anthracite colorway, $460 on Nike. Let me go to one we haven't talked about. It's a lot of baseball.
A lot of, but
like basketball. My bad.
I was like, I don't know about baseball.
Okay, the next one I'll look at is on April 4th, the Nike Air Max 95 in the Atlanta colorway is coming out. Let me see.
Yeah, I saw some people got that early for Air Max.
Yeah.
It's straight.
It coincides with Atlanta's 404 day celebration. It's on Nike for $185. Let me see. Inspired by human anatomy. I don't know how that looks like human anatomy, but okay. It looks like more like a sunrise or sunset than human anatomy. Someone needs to
tell. Is that the design overall of the 95, though?
I mean, yeah, but like, how does it, how are those?
Because isn't it like the panel supposed to be like muscles flexing?
Okay, I can see that now, but muscles aren't orange. That's why I don't understand.
Well, I think the colors are just like for Atlanta, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it makes good sense, so I'm going to go with that. On April 5th for $150, we have Reebok BB 4002 collaboration with Cam Hicks. This shoe is on Reebok.com for $150 on April 5th. I like the shoe. It's a...
Yeah, it's not bad.
Like, gives me Miami Dolphins color vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the back heel tab. It has his name Hicks on it, which I believe is his brand's name as well. And the insole is like cracked. Looks like cracked rocks or something like that. I don't know. White and teal orange is a colorway. It is for, let me see. It just says it's inspiration is to give a shout out to his life before all the creative endeavors. So he must have had something, that colorway has something to do with it. I don't even know if he's from Miami or anything like that, but
I don't know.
I like the shoe. It's pretty clean, very low key. Something I would wear. More of a summertime vibe. If I was maybe in Miami looking for the Hoochie Daddies.
These kids need to shut the fuck up outside.
For real. Next one I have is the Air Jordan 4 Women's in the Vivid Sulfur colorway. It's just like the, what's that one? The Lightning? No, not the Lightning. What Jordan 4 is that?
What shoe? I'm
sorry. With the Jordan 4 Women's Vivid Sulfur.
Vivid Sulfur. Oh. You were asking about the Lightning?
Yeah, I think it was, but the Lightning's yellow, so that's not it. It's like a military color block scene. It says here like the military blue. So, this, I don't like this yellow.
No.
It's Vivid Sulfur. It looks like puke. Yeah. I think this is that one story I told you that
the vomit fours.
Remember that one story I told you that how I like fell in my own vomit? That was like the color of it. So no, I don't like those at all. Also on April 10th is past it. I guess one you could look out for on April 11th is the Converse and Dungeons and Dragons 50th anniversary collection. For my nerds out there that love Dungeons and Dragons, I used to play in college.
I don't understand how you play.
So what you Now I'm about to have a total nerd moment. Pretty much all you do is create a character. You roll for attributes that they have in the game.
Yeah.
And then someone, the game master, tells a story and you follow through the story. And then any decision you make, you roll for it for probability and stuff. And, you know, you have choices and stuff. So that games can last for weeks and stuff like that. It depends how long the story wants to go, the game master. And the one I played was a short one. It was like a few hours. We made a short one just so everyone can get used to the game. And I played it a few times. And then we stopped playing because the guy who was our game master, like, out of nowhere, just up and left to Colorado one night. Damn. Didn't tell nobody. And we're like, what the fuck? We don't understand the game like that. We need someone to play Game Master. He's like, sorry, guys, I left. I was like, okay, drop out of school, live in Colorado. That's cool. It's fine with me. Do whatever the hell you want to do.
Pretty chill. Yeah, I don't like any of these shoes, though.
No, of course. I don't like any of them. I would not. I thought that was a given. Sorry, guys. I thought it was a given for me. Yeah. No, it's not for me. Let me see.
Same day, you got the veneer Nike Dunk Low.
Mm-hmm. That one's nice. That one's for heat.
It's okay. And then the next day, you got the, we can close on it, the Clot Adidas Superstar Black and White.
The tap shoes?
Yeah.
The tap shoes.
Yeah, I don't like these. It's a weird first kind of like start with Cloud and Adidas was promoting this, but
hey, it's what they do.
I'm sure they'll sell. I feel like the Samba crowd that like that, like the Wales Bonners and stuff, will go for these.
Yeah, those give me those type of And what was that one brand back in the day? The American what goods?
American Apparel?
Yeah. Like, those give me, like, the, what's the name of those type of people that dress like that? Almost a hipster, but, like, hipster cringe, almost. I don't know if that's, there's something with it. Say they dress in American Apparel and, like kind of, like, soft, you know, not like douchebag, but they're just like, you know, I don't know, they're like the Roar XD, but like the other side of it, you know, when the American Apparel and stuff like that. I forget what it is. It was like
menswear kind of
thing, like that, and like it was big during Vine, like all those big Vines were like Vine people,
like were, maybe like the like trim beard kind of
no
guys wear suits.
No, they weren't wearing suits. They was wearing like American Apparel, like
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you understand me, you know what I mean. Like, it was that era where people were like wearing like hip, they were like trying to be hipsters and then posting like posting on social media, like them looking away with the quote on it. Almost like how we, the Hispanics, had the swaggy boys that wore the Obey and stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now, but
yeah,
you still lost me with this
hipster. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just think of hipsters. Yeah, that gives me hipster vibes. Let's just go with that. I went on a tangent for no fucking reason. That was the worst. I wish I could cut this all off right there. But yeah, that gives me hipster vibes. I would, it's something I won't wear. I don't. I mean, I like some of the Wells Bonners. It's not something I can see myself wearing. I just don't like that tongue style. I don't know. Gives me golf vibes.
No, yeah, for sure.
And I'm not.
And it's
golfer.
Got that kind of, I don't know, Dubray.
Yeah, the Dubray. That's what it's called. Yeah, the Dubray. Well, we can get into some.
But that's the end of drops.
Get some announcements. I saw today they New Balance is dropping a 2002 R Mule protection pack.
Okay. Yeah, Bigs.
I think I can maybe.
I don't love them, but I don't hate them. Actually, I don't know. Like, they're kind of fire, but.
I feel like these would be very comfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
Extremely comfortable. Like, these. This gives
I don't
me,
know if I want, like, a sneaker mule necessarily. Yeah. Like, I like this kind of.
Yeah, that's like.
You can get, like, a more of a mule version, but.
Yeah.
Like, I want more of a clog type shoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, these gives me the same thing. Like, I don't know if you did this as a kid. And I hated it, so I never did it. But my brother used to do it, and I know a lot of people do it. And crackheads do it a lot, too, where they step on the back of the heel. Shoe. That's what it kind of looks like to me.
No, not really.
Well, to me, it's just like if you...
No, I'm saying, no, it looks like that to me for sure, yeah. But, like, I was just saying, no, I didn't really do that. I've, like, done it a couple times on, like, long car trips.
Yeah.
To, like, just, like, beaters.
Yeah.
But, no.
Yeah, I hated that. I just like that defeats the purpose. Yeah. Why are you wearing a shoe? It's the point of the shoe is to wear it like that. And why are you? And I hated it because like you can't. You're that lazy. You can't put your shoe all the way on. You're literally right there. So, but yeah, I just wanted your opinion on it. I don't know what I feel about it.
I don't really like those mules. I like the Tokyo Design ones are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like the like. Real just sneakers turned into mules. I'm not a big fan of. You got the fucking shit box.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. It made me laugh. Yeah, Adidas is put on the confirm at the box shoe. Literally just the color of their sneaker boxes, the blue and white ones.
And it's a shoe box you can put your foot in.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Minecraft vibes. Big Minecraft yeah. vibes. This would be a nice like costume. Like, if I was wearing an Adidas thing or whatever, yeah. and I had these on, like, that's what I would wear. But, no, this ain't for me. But if you get them, let me know how they fit. They're probably loose as shit because I don't think there's a place you can put your heel, your foot in. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's just a big open space. But, hey. And you can't get those Deadstock. As soon as you wear them, that shit is wearing right off.
Yeah. Something that went viral on Sneaker Day.
Yes.
That people thought were dropping, sure but it might just be a tease for something coming next year.
Uh-huh.
Is the Stash Air Max 95
Fire.
Re-release.
Fire.
Fire. Next year is the 30th anniversary of them.
Yeah.
So they're thinking there might be a re-release.
Well, didn't he post it?
Yeah, he posted that, but then he posted this pixelized one on I think Air Max Day and people were like oh fuck it's dropping and he posted again
stating
disclaimer and then he just was like giving an update that they weren't actually dropping right now.
He's like hold on this is just to let y'all know what's coming in next year
possibly
for sure trying to cop any the Stash and that's a beautiful color.
I'm a big Stash fan.
So we're going to see if the boys can cop. And if you cop, good, you know, good shit.
Good luck.
Good shit if you can cop.
Another shoe coming up on its 30th anniversary. Reebok revives the iconic Instapump Fury in the Citron colorway for its 30th anniversary.
That's a like shoe that I would get.
The OG colorway.
Yeah, I would get. To have in my collection.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear it as much, but...
I'd probably rock it a lot.
Yeah. I just feel like I just want it in my collection. I want to keep it nice. I wear it, but not like, you know, crazily. But then again, I don't even wear my sneakers like that because of work. So, but that, I can see that. If I rock that at the gym...
I would maybe get two. Like, one to kind of, like, put away, and then one to, like, beat the shit out of.
Yeah. If I rock that at the gym, the OG's going to be like, I got some heat on. That is, yeah. I love wearing my gym marked shoe. That's why I usually wear my shoes when I.
That'd probably be a good gym shoe.
Yeah.
I feel like they're pretty flat.
They look pretty flat. I don't know. I would have to put them on and see how they feel. So to my OGs, y'all better cop, because who knows when this is going to come out again in the original colorway.
They're pretty easy to get, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're around a lot, but.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. Definitely looking to cop this.
How much is it? This has a price?
No price. I would assume also like no more than 160, 120.
Yeah.
Probably around there on the high end. 80 on the low.
Oof, 80, I'm copping too. 80, I'm copping.
I doubt it's 80 though.
Hey, but if it is, I'm copping too.
There's some fire instant pumps out there. And I also saw, I forgot, Future was signed to Reebok for a while.
Yeah, he was. Damn.
And he had his own shoe that was kind of like an instant pump.
Okay.
I saw a pair on Grailed that just showed up on my, like, suggestion.
Yeah. Damn. You know, I made a sneaker list of shoes I want to cop this year. I want... shoes that released that I haven't copped that I want in my collection. I can't even fucking breathe. Hold on. First and foremost, I gotta cop these. The inner child in me needs these. I'm gonna flex these so hard.
I'm gonna try to get a pair of those as well.
They're not even that expensive. Mm-mm. Like, my size is 186. Like, come on.
Here's the Future Reebok. It's a kamikaze.
Yeah.
Like, knit upper with a... Instant pump bottom.
I don't like it.
I kind of like it just because I know what he was sampling, and he was sampling the Chanel Reebok Instant Pump.
Okay. It gives me designer vibes. That's cool. But yeah, first it was the shell toe. I got that in my list. I got the Earl's collection on my list. I got the up there's
because these never released.
Okay,
it was like
a I like sample. That colorway. Yeah, I like that.
But that's definitely what.
Yeah, I can see it now. That it makes it look like almost like a high top version of that shoe.
Yeah,
loosely based. Yeah, but I didn't see the Asics made this one with up there.
Yeah, I saw those.
Those are fire, man. I need those. And then up there did the Kookaburra that came out last year.
I think I may try to go back and get all the up there Adidas.
For real?
Yeah, or not Adidas, Asics. New Balance.
New Balance? I'm getting the ASICS ones. I want both that I've seen so far.
I like that they say New Balance Australia on the
that's like, badass. Tongue
of the thing.
Yeah, I got those. I got the Powder Puff collection. I got the Action Bronsons. I got the pink Joe Fresh Goods and the outro Joe Fresh Goods. I got to get the Born and Raised as well. The Yuto Horigomes and the Amine and Stone Island. I got a lot of shoes in here. And of course, I need to get the full Luffy pack. Shoes are not reselling for that much either. So I can honestly cop all four.
Yeah.
Well, at a time, one at a time, because I mean, I'm not dropping $500. So I would, but. I gotta be smart with my money right now. Here you go. Oh. That's what I got on my list as of right now. I got nothing crazy. I will add the macadamia nut one of the New Balance as well.
Yeah.
So I also got some Mizunos in there too that I want. Ones that I showed, I think, last week. I really like them. I will cop eventually one of them.
Yeah, what I've been looking at is I was looking at the up there New Balance the other day.
How many do they have with the...
Three. There's a 2002R or two 2002Rs and one 1906R.
The Grays?
The Backyard Legend.
Oh, those are nice.
Or that's the Backyard Legend 2. The first one is this one.
I like that color. Is that like a green and brown?
It's kind of like a teal and purple.
Okay. I couldn't see the purple from over here. Those are nice. And what was the other one? The last one? Not the 1906R?
Yeah.
That's the one I saw. Okay.
It's true. It's just kind of like a cool silver.
Yeah. Let me find out you can get him right now for $150.
No. Never mind. No, mine are all. The Backyard Legend 2s are $200.
Yeah. Let me see. Let's see how much they are my shoe size. The Up There 1906 R on my size is a $1,000. God damn.
It's $181 for the Backyard 2 or Backyard Legend 2s. And then
let's see.
$448 for the OG colorway.
Damn. The OG one would be nice.
The twos are pretty far, though.
Yeah, they are nice, too. $181, that's cheap. Huh.
There you go.
Might need to go a little shopping spree. I might have to use my this year's bonus on it.
I want, like, a bunch of, European Adidas and stuff. That's the other thing I've been looking at. Thought about getting the Dublins. They just dropped this.
Nice. I love that
this brown colorway, and then there's the OG colorway.
That one is so beautiful. Oh my god! I wear those just to lounge around.
The OG colorway is like a blue suede with orange stripes.
Okay. Oh yeah, I know that one. I've seen that one.
This is the colorway just on a campus.
Yeah, I like that colorway. I remember seeing the Dublin. I forgot what show it was. I think it was Full Size Run. They were talking about it.
Yeah, Adidas Linen.
Okay.
And then I've been looking through eBay for Adidas Stockholms.
You want the whole cities.
Adidas Oslo's. I like some of the city series. Some of them I don't care for.
Which ones you don't care for?
There's so many.
Just name one. Here you go, by the way.
I don't know. I'm not like big on like a lot of the US ones. I'm not too fond of.
Okay.
Like the in Los Angeles, I know.
It's trash.
Well, I know what's his name is like trying to bring that out. Jerry.
Oh, okay. No, I don't like these. They look weird. They look like a Roshi bottom.
Pull it up, make sure we're
the Fear of God Adidas one?
Let me see it. Yeah. I think regularly it has kind of like a like a ZX type bottom almost.
Okay.
But I'm just not really a fan of those. There's like a bunch of like other models if you like look through.
Yeah.
Some of them, but certain styles I like a lot.
Okay. I never really got different types of Adidas growing up because it was Nike or Jordan. And anytime I tried to go somewhere else, I got bullied.
Yeah. See, I wanted those, but my dad was always big Adidas and New Balance and shit.
Yeah. I had a pair of New Balances when I was a kid. Oh, I wish I knew which ones they were, but they're all black with the gray New Balance symbol.
Here's the New York. I kind of like them, but they're not
the lacing. I don't like the lacing.
Some of them look like really weird to me. Mm. I don't like that lacing necessarily.
Let me see. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to start trying to grow my, I think this year, besides the shoes that were on that list, any shoes I buy, I want to get something like not obscure, but like something that's a good price, and very well made.
Do you have a problem like getting used stuff?
I never bought anything sneaker wise used.
Yeah.
I just don't trust it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you can always take a good picture of a shoe and in person, you know, I didn't see a scratch on the picture, but there's a fat ass scratch on the shoe or something. But I never had tried. I never did. I guess I'll have to look at it in person because I bought you shoes before, but in person. Like someone wore this shoe 3 or 4 times and my foams were used. The foam posits I had were used. And I got them for a good deal. And the homie said, I wore these like 3 or 4 times. I looked at them. They looked nice. They looked pretty much, I mean, foam posits don't crease. So they look pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So, you know.
But I don't have a problem getting used shit at all.
Yeah, it's just to me and online, I'm sketched out about it personally. So I always prefer if I'm buying something used.
You just got to clean it after you get it.
Oh, of course. No, that's anything used. Anything I buy, like at the thrift shop or something, I wash it. I wash it first. I don't feel like no one washes it, so. Here you go. Well, I think we're at an hour. Yep.
Well,
see y'all in the Patreon.
Watch movie club, Starship Troopers, for all you hell divers out there.
Shout out hell divers.